Very frequently, resolving finances on divorce will also involve decisions about the treatment of business and company assets held by the parties. Ordinarily, a business might be run in one of three ways, although there are some others which are outside the scope of this course. 1, as a company, 2, as a partnership, or 3, as neither a limited company nor a partnership, but by an individual acting as a sole trader. How the business is set up will impact how it operates, how it's taxed, and probably also how it's valued. By far and away, the most common business structure is a company, which means the issue of how to deal with company assets upon divorce is an extremely common one. When a court is asked to divide a divorcing couple's resources, how does it treat any interests in a company which either party might have? In this course, we will explain the law, how it's been applied in real life, the key takeaway points, and when you should consider seeking further expert advice. This is a complicated area. This course aims to provide you with a basic understanding of the relevant principles, but will certainly not be a substitute for legal advice tailored to your specific circumstances.